need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch, bitch.
You need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch, bitch.
Yeah, I'm picking up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Total my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check.
Lights, lights, camera. And we all about that action. Y'all know what it is. Welcome back to another great episode of What's the Wave. I am your host, Son of the Waves. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 47, and we just started at about 11:11. Look, I can confirm it. Shout out to 11:11, episode 47. We're going crazy. Everything's going up. Thank y'all for tuning in. Wherever you may be watching, most likely on YouTube, of course, or however you may be listening. Any platform you may be streaming this on, thank you for the support. Appreciate it. We're going to keep this train rolling because we're not stopping anytime soon. We have a nice, I have a nice, great episode for you today. Easy going, real chill, real up. Do a little play away, pushing P been training. We talked about that last week. So we're going to do a real play, a real P like. Kenny the Nick Gnome here with me. Become Cosmetics, always repping. You see the What's the Wave sign. So let's get into it. I got some nice current events for y'all. Definitely got some sports talk. NFL, that was a crazy weekend with that divisional round for sure. So now we got the championship game set up this weekend. And I have a great Bay Area brand, which is going to be the Afro Soca Love event that me and A-Dub or Big Ant from Vintage Variation went to just this past week. It was about a week and a half or so. So at the end of this video, you will also see that edit in our experience there with a whole bunch of great brands. I'm going to shout them out too before we get into that. But let's get the show on the road. Of course, let's start it off with this COVID surge. All this BS going on for sure. You see, I've been rocking solo a little bit, trying to keep the household safe and all that other good stuff. But we will be bringing some guests on soon because, we got to bring the people behind the brand on. So we definitely going to be showing y'all that for sure. But this COVID shit is real. Definitely crazy. I personally think it's kind of the weather. I think it's just that right temperature. Maybe this time of year. It's pretty warm in January, honestly, here in Vallejo, a little city by the water. So I think that might have something to do with it, but hey, I'm no scientist. I mean, my initials are CDC, but I'm not the CDC, so don't listen to anything I have to say COVID-related for sure. But if you notice, these grocery stores, they're getting a little thin. I think people see the spike in the rise and shit. Like, I've been hearing some crazy case numbers for hospitals in California and mandates being popped up left and right for sure. But the groceries, like, people are starting to hoard shit again like they did with the toilet paper and bottles of water. Think we could kind of cool it on that. I don't think we kind of in that level of panic, but we've been in a pandemic for 2 years now, so shit is silly bo billy. But please, everybody, stay safe, stay clean, wash your ass. Main thing, wash your ass for sure. Let's talk some local news about the city of Vallejo. For one, I love my city, but sometimes I don't like my city. Like I said, I just went through some whole bullshit yesterday. I won't even get into all of it, but car a whole bunch of DMV shit, registration shit, whole bunch of BS just dealing with the car. Definitely difficult. But the city has been doing a lot of things, positive, negative, kind of neutral way, depending how you view it, honestly. But definitely going to shed some light. First off, City Hall, been losing a lot of employees, I think, due to this COVID shit, because, benefits and workers' rights. And we see that in a lot of industries, honestly. But that's just something how it's affecting us here in our backyard at home in this city that we love so much. It's getting kind of wild. Please stay safe. But we need these jobs and these corporations, especially these government jobs for sure, to take care of your employees. Even like I said, I know a couple people who do work for the government, government type jobs, and they don't get the care and the value that they really deserve and need for sure. They're super undervalued. The safety is put in jeopardy from healthcare workers and all that stuff. It's still getting wild, and we're seeing it now affect us at home. So that shit is wild. Another thing the city got going on. They have a new advisory council, a surveillance advisory council, with a whole bunch of Vallejo is going to make a vote pretty soon. I believe sometime this week to vote for advisory board to see what is the best way to use this new surveillance technology that the city has apparently got their hands on, whether for maybe traffic shit. I've been seeing cameras pop up in Walmart, little shit like that. I seen a video or some Walmart had it on hot items and it was pacing at the like hot sauce and shit. So that was kind of awkward. But the surveillance advisory board, I don't know how this is going to play a part, but shit, they might be, might not be as good to, run them stop signs out here in Vallejo, when you think it's good and it's really not, or, Vallejo shit, stop lights at that part. You know, not as reliable as you think they might be for sure. But with this technology, depending, you know, who's on this advisory board, we might see how it plays out and what impact it does have on the city. So be safe out there. Stay aware of your surroundings. You know, got to be smart. Got to be smart.
For real.
And another thing that beware, I always never understood why Vallejo has so much traffic because we like five exits long. So what the fuck? But all this bridge work and all this other shit, be aware if you're running through the city or rolling through, passing by. We got like, I think they just started on Georgia Bridge, Georgia Street, that bridge and shit. So there's going to be a lot of traffic, a lot of other ish going on. So be aware of that for sure. So just to keep y'all aware of what's going on in little old Vallejo for sure. But let's get into some more international type news. I got to shout out the new Aquaman of our age. We got a real life Aquaman because I want to say his name right. I'm going to spell it out for y'all too. But basically, the Tongan man, it was, you know, the natural disasters that's been happening out there. I believe it was tsunami, maybe a hurricane. I might be misquoted. I think I talked about it in episode 46. But it's Tongan man by the name of Lisala. It's like Lisa, L-A-F-O-L-A-U, Falau. If I mispronounced it, you're still a goat, bro. We know what it is. This man survived 27 hours at sea, at water, and survived. No help, no nothing, no fucking canoe, no buoy, no nothing. 27 hours. And to make it an even greater story, his age, I believe he's like 45 plus in age. I forget. I don't want to misquote. And he has walking difficulties. This man is basically literally, I guess if you want to say like legally would be disabled type shit. He could walk, but he has very bad difficulties doing so. And for you to survive 27 hours at sea, my guy, what? Come on, bro. Come on, man. I like that deserves props. You are the modern day Aquaman. I hope he gets recognized for his talent or whatever. Shit. That's just crazy. That's just crazy for sure. For sure. But shout out to him. Prayers up to that region, that area of the world, and everybody getting hit by all these natural disasters that seem like they just happen every year now. I feel like when we were kids, maybe we just weren't aware, but it seemed like an earthquake or a tsunami or hurricane would happen like once every 2-3 years, once every 4 years. We got fires every year. We got tsunamis every year. We getting hurricanes every year. So I don't know. We might need to treat Mother Earth just a tad bit better, tad bit better. But shout out to them. Prayers up to that area who's being affected by that for real, for real. And let's close the scope a little bit. Like I said, we went Vallejo, then we went international. Let's go national news. I know y'all been seeing trending on Twitter video of U.S. Senate runner in the state of Louisiana, Gary Chambers, sparking a fat wood in his new little campaign video. He shot a campaign talking about weed and, you know, the legalization of it, the decriminalization of it, the effects it has on, you know, the black community and everything like that, especially in the state of Louisiana, and how I believe New Orleans just lifted their legal laws to where they could have up to half an ounce on them, up to 14 grams, I believe. So I think I just researched that up yesterday. Now I think about it. So that's good. That's a crazy, you know, we live in a day and age where we see now dynamic and extreme is kind of definitely more accepted. So now we got U.S. Senate sparking woods on motherfucking for their campaign. But I do like the kind of the avenue, kind of the angle he was getting at and he was using. I think it was pretty smart, pretty clever. And it seemed to, you know, be received well. Of course, there was some pushback. Always going to get backlash. With all the love, definitely is going to come a lot of hate. And I like he made the video 30 seconds, which is the time or the average time every person or a person in America gets taken down for marijuana possession. So, you know, playing with the numbers, nice little, you know, storyline behind it, painting a nice little picture with that. And I think it worked out. But yeah, so crazy, crazy type of campaign style. But like I said, I think it worked out. Just, you know. Shout out to Gary Chambers for that, and shout out to Louisiana. Hopefully, he's actually good with his politics behind also just the theatrics, but hey, we here for it. Moving along, let's get into some movies, some TV, some music, some new media we just consume with us. Shit, me being a millennial, we consume this shit every day and every which way. So, stuff I personally have been slapping, been on my playlist as of late, we got So we did an event too. Y'all gonna see that. That's gonna be on a future episode. Maybe next week, but we're gonna see. Me, Podcast Bree, Big Ant from Vintage Variation. Vintage Variation, we were at Complex. We did our modeling thing. I was a featured model. As you know, I'm definitely an ambassador for Vintage Variation. V2 all the way. Please go check out their website, all their apparel and everything. Shout out Podcast Bree for pulling up. Friday at Complex, I believe this past Friday, we went, killed the runway, suited and booted, came out, did the whole runway walk, had the whole setup. Shout out to all the vendors, everybody who pulled up and showed love. It was a great event, a lot of talent on that stage, so definitely had to shout them out. But the reason I said that is because our walkout song, we had to come out with a walkout song. And this, even though we didn't go with it, it was still my first choice. But I probably slapped Saturday Love 112 times in the past 4 days. I don't know. It's just, like I said, one of them songs, you just get in the mode, and every time I get in my car, I turn it on. That's how you know it's one of them songs. You just got to hear that song when you know, when it just, even if it's an old school, new school, it's just on my taste buds right now. So shout out Saturday Love. And what else have I been slapping? A lot of Mac Miller, because recently it was his birthday, I believe. He would have turned 30. Of course, you know, shout out. That's one of my top five personal favorite rappers all time. And like I said, yeah, I won't say been in my feels, but, you know, just had to pay some tribute, you know, relive some old shit. Even every time, go try to find some more new shit. I love doing that with artists you love or feel like you haven't heard everything. Try some new shit. I love Mac Miller so much just as an artist. So definitely been slapping a lot of him lately. But hey, put me on. Let me know. I heard Babyface Ray just dropped something, so I know I got to go slap that. Let me know what else. Put me on. I told you, I'm a person. Y'all got to put me on music. I don't really go tap into a lot of shit. Y'all got to put me on some shit for sure. So next for TV. I've been actually playing a lot more video games a little bit recently. So I've been on my GTA 5. If you got a PS, PlayStation, you feel me? Add me. You feel me? Send it away. It's 24. We can play on some GTA. You feel me? Definitely been playing a lot more games. But as far as some TV, I've been watching that Peacemaker goes fucking crazy. John Cena on HBO Max, superhero type shit. Of course, you know me and my superhero comic book nerdiness. Got to shout that out. But that shit is hilarious. Better than any fucking, I don't say any Marvel TV series, but it damn near is, just because of the rawness of it. These niggas is cussing. Motherfuckers is getting mopped left and right. I believe that at the end of the first episode, you see a bitch explode. So I'm just saying, if you kind of into that, you want some more kind of hardcore superhero shit, a little more edgy, that is definitely a good fucking show to watch. Most definitely. And then I got to switch gears. I've been on Lego Masters, yo. I just tapped in. I'm not going to lie. One of them nights, you scrolling on Hulu, Netflix, I'm on Hulu. I'm like, I've been on my Next Level Chef, you know, been watching the little competition shows. Seen Lego Masters. I love Legos as a kid. Fuck with Lego Masters. The host, he an actor nigga, corny. Not gonna lie, he's corny. I'm not gonna lie, bro, corny. But the shit that they build, the shit that they make, the way they do the challenges, definitely a little good watch. So that's honestly what I've been watching lately. And the Abbott Elementary, I gotta go get that. Like I said, that shit is funny. Fuck with Abbott Elementary. Y'all should definitely hop on that. And yeah, like I said, Next Level Chef. Oh yeah, goes crazy. Shout out Gordon Ramsay. That's my guy for sure. But let's move it along into some sports talk for show. Start off with some NBA because we can save the NFL for later. I know we just had a crazy weekend of NFL football, but let's talk some hoop talk because we're definitely into the thick of it. Damn near almost midway through the season. I feel like the All-Star break going to be here just like that. It's already January, so yeah, probably in another month or so, that shit is going to be here really, really fast. But we got Harden being reported. He not really happening in Brooklyn. James, you know, balling. People are starting to come out about their true feelings, you know, about Kyrie being unvaccinated. He's saying it's just the city life compared to, you know, living in Houston compared to New York or wherever he's at. It's just not the same. He's not really feeling it. And he wants to test out free agency. And I do not blame that man. I think he should. I mean, he's still got talent. He's still got some good years left in him. And he's never, you know, been on the market like that. So I think that would definitely be a solid thing for him to do. I'm excited where he should go. That's the question. Where he should end up landing. You already know I'm going to say just come across the water, you know, when we come to the Knicks. But, well, you know, that's a little different. I don't know if we need James right now. And I don't know who he would attract or if he would even want to come, honestly. But I think that would be interesting. Make for another very, very dynamic offseason in the NBA. We all know there's been a lot of movement these last couple of years. So I think that would be dope. The Lake Show. Let's talk about the Lakers. LeBron, still fucking LeBron. He's going crazy. Still dominating, almost averaging like 30 a night. Fucking just showing you he's Tom Brady ageless type shit. It's fucking crazy now what these men are doing just on the court, just as athletes at this age. So spectacular. Don't take this shit for granted, for sure, for sure. But I mean, AD coming back, been a lot of Russell Westbrook talk about him maybe getting traded, him coming off the bench, crazy shit. I'm just like, yo, we understand he can't shoot, I mean, that's clear. That's been apparent. So understand he can't shoot, but I don't know. I don't know if they're the team. I don't even know they're ranking in the West right now, because of course the top teams been the top teams all season for sure. Golden State and Phoenix just rocking at the top two spots. But I don't know, man. Lake, so I think this is LeBron's last run, real run at a ring, because unless they retool next season, something crazy like, but we really don't see that happening. We see what this offseason played out last, and you can't depend on AD to, you know, we've been expecting him to step up for a while now, but hey, we know whose team that is and whose team is going to be until he leaves, and that's the King, Mr. James. But I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. What else been going on in the league? Shout out to Miami and Chicago. I want to see if they're for real. It looks like it. I think their expectations might be a little high compared from where they are now to the postseason. I'm pretty sure like Chicago definitely win a playoff series easy. But second round, it depends on the matchup. You feel me? Same thing for the Heat. Especially if they end up against Brooklyn or the Bucks, or you feel me, a team that, you know, has an extra gear or has been up there to that championship type of game series, and you know, just that caliber overall. So we'll see, but I think Chicago has been balling all year. DeRozan and LaVine have been a great, great pair, and Miami is doing their thing. Jimmy Butler got them boys playing hard still. We be forgetting they was in the finals 2 years ago. That shit was not that long ago. So hey, they balling, trying to prove a point, but you know, that's the NBA. Also, shout out to Klay coming back. You know, feel me? I feel like we mentioned that a couple episodes ago. Klay came back nice. They ushering in pretty good. I heard he dropped 21 not too long ago. So, looks like he's coming back, man. He looked good on that defensive end, too, man. He's not giving up too much. He's moving well. You see, he got the little knee shimmy, little pregame knee shimmy. Get all warmed up. He hit that. So, shout out, Klay. I know the Warriors on 10. Now that football season's going over, and, you know, the Niner fans are going fucking crazy. Speaking of the Bay Area. So, let's great segue into NFL. The Niners are back in NFC Championship. Beat Aaron Rodgers. I'll talk about him in a minute. But now we got the Rams versus the Niners. I'm mad because I knew the Rams was gonna win. I never bet against Brady though. So, but that was a great game as well. Shout out Matthew Stafford. That was a crazy game. Most definitely, just at the end, last second drive, two bombs, Cooper Kupp over, sealed the deal. That was amazing. But I didn't think I knew the Niners were something gonna be reckoned with. I didn't think that game was gonna play out how it did in Green Bay. But hey. Got to give props to, you know, where it's due. Shout out Jimmy G. A lot of y'all be hating on Jimmy G, but bruh, step up when he need to. I'm just saying, he come through when he need to. He like a better Kirk Cousins. Real talk. And you can get at me. He like Kirk Cousins, but he show up in prime time. I'm telling you. That's what he do. And then in the AFC, we got Cincinnati. Who would have fucking thought that Cincinnati? I'm mad because I'm not mad, but I am a Charger fan. Y'all know this. So when I see people talk about Joe Burrow so much, who's a fucking baller? I'm just saying, we got Jay Herbo too. We got Justin Herbo over there. But that's beside the point. Shout out to Cincinnati. I didn't think they would get this far in the playoffs. I thought they would maybe get a win, especially that first win against the Raiders. And that could have went either way, honestly. But shit, they doing their thing right now. You feel me? So, but I think that is going to end. I think their nice little storybook is going to have a crazy ending against KC. Kansas City, they balling. They finding their groove, for real, for real. Never got to really doubt them counting out that Steelers game at the first game of the playoffs. It was like, a little hesitation. That Bills game, though, against Josh Allen, that was a shootout. That was a great fucking game. And also, she shows you exactly the future of the league right now. Like, with just in the AFC, we got Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, the fuck, Action Jackson, don't forget, Josh Allen, and Justin Herbert. Like, come on now. This is going to be fucking crazy. But we're going to see how this play out, these playoffs. Me, right now, my Super Bowl pick, what I would want to see is definitely KC versus the Rams. I think that's going to be a great game. Just two offenses going at it, duking it out. Want to see a lot of points, nice shootout. But, hey, Odell, let's see if Odell could go get a ring. You feel me? Matt Stafford, I mean, shit. One season in a good environment, you see what he did. But do Patrick Mahomes need another one? He started for 4 years, and he's been to four AFC championships. Do you need another ball? I'm just saying, he looking pretty. He been to two, got one, trying to get another, so he just keep progressing already. So we'll see how it play out, but it's really exciting, really exciting. Offseason should be crazy as well. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers stay. I think he's going to end up back in Green Bay maybe for one more season. If he moves, shit, do it. I don't care. I honestly don't care where he go. It's not affecting my team. We got my quarterback. I wouldn't replace Jay Herbo for anybody in the league right now. So, but I think maybe if he ends up in Pittsburgh, you know, with Big Ben maybe being out, if he ends up, Raiders are moving off Derek Carr, want to move in a different direction, who fucking knows? And Russell Wilson might leave. I think that's also another interesting pick, just in case he might find some movement. The Saints got a lot of open spots with head coaches and quarterbacks, so you never see, you never know. We got to see, man. It's going to be a real nice offseason for the NFL as well, so I'm excited for that. I think everybody is as well. Oh, speaking of the Saints, Sean Payton retired. That was kind of crazy. Yeah, so yeah, seen that. That was pretty interesting. I didn't think it would be that time, but hey, I guess you feel me. They said, feel me, get burnt out. Coaches get burnt out too, so it is what it is. But shout out Sean Payton, great coach, great offensive mind. I hope he comes back and coaches. They be, you know, all the rumors already starting him to Dallas, him to go here, him to go there. But let that man kick his feet up. Let him go chill on the beach for a little bit, have him a cocktail, put his toes in the sand, and then we'll see how he feels later. But happy career, Sean Payton, for real. Happy career, real talk. But without further ado, you know what I have to do, and that's shout out to my four favorite sponsors that I have to shout out every week, which first is Become Cosmetics. Ladies, y'all know what it is. Become Cosmetics. Please follow them on Instagram, Twitter. Go visit their website. All your lip health care needs, essential for sure. They just got some new lip liners up there as well. Pairs great with the lip gloss. And even before that, they got the oils and the scrubs to make sure your lips are healthy and, you know, exfoliated and all that good shit. You feel me? Because just because they look good don't mean they feel good. Bitch, if they look good, man, let me make sure they feel good. You feel me? So Become Cosmetics will have you looking and feeling the best possible way you can be. Oh, we love it. Second brand, always V2 Vintage Variation. Please go give them a follow. Also on Instagram, Twitter, social media, all those social medias for sure. Visit their website. Definitely have some new product dropping very, very soon. Also a lot more content rolling out with WTW and V2. What's the Wave? Always pairing up with Big Anthony from there. Like I mentioned earlier, we had the whole runway show just at Complex at the Trap Art event. Very, very successful. You will be seeing a lot more from that. Some more videos and content from that event because that was just amazing overall. Shout out to Vintage Variation. All your vintage apparel needs, new school, old school, starters, fucking denim jackets. A lot of stuff for the ladies as well. We would love to cater to our women because y'all would make the world go round. So where the women at? Over here at V2, WTW. Come fuck with us. And y'all already know what it is. We'll show some love back. Always got to give big, big shouts out. You see the equipment. You see where we at. You see how professional we set up right now, right? Because that shout out to Rio Real Productions, you feel me? Shout out to the homie. Always in the house. Reach out to me. Reach out if you need to get in contact with a man, you know, with the skills to pay the bills, most definitely. If you maybe need some point and shoot, little edit here, little edit there, maybe a little footage being captured at your next event, holla at your boy. So shout out Rio Real's. Always holding down for What's the Wave. Big ups, big ups. Hey, Vallejo Foodie Features coming back. They're coming back. We know. We have been hearing it. What's up? Where you in Podcast Bree with the thing? I thought y'all was going to do the thing with it. It's coming back. Don't worry. We're already putting in work, getting some footage in. This February, first Monday in February. That's all you need to know. Every Monday, Munchie Monday, we taking it over. Every Monday, February. Stay tuned. Season 2, Vallejo Foodie Features. So super, super, super excited for that. But with wrapping up the episode with the Bay Area brand segment, gonna shout out a couple, a lot of the brands at the Afro Love Soca Market that me and A-Dub went to just recently. A lot of love there. It was a great experience. They had a nice little open bar area, so if you want to make you a little cocktail, a lot of appreciation, a lot of good connections. Networking was at premium there. Seen a lot of good product as well. A lot of custom shit. Man, I could get into it. Gemstones. I had to write it down. Couldn't keep this off memory. Gemstones, of course, a lot of dope artists bringing their talent in as far as bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and a lot of dope custom shit. You feel me? This is stuff like one-of-one type stuff that you're not really going to find anywhere else, or is not just flooding the market or overly saturated. So a lot of good dope material that y'all will find there. Found this dude, Sippin' Trip, Tea House, shroom-infused tea. Come on now. Super dope. Connected with him. He had some crazy flavors. He had raspberry tea. He had a rose-flavored tea as well, which was very intriguing. I'm kind of mad I didn't take some myself, but the way he dosed it, the way he explained it, his love behind it, the man behind the mission was also very great to me. So shout out to Brody. I'm sorry I forget his name, but shroom-infused tea, come on, like, that sounds perfect on like a Saturday morning for sure. Or on a Wednesday afternoon when you listening to What's the Wave, you feel me? Shout out to Air, gotta shout her out if I say that right. H-E-I-R, Black Hair Care. She had all the essential oils. Beautiful woman with long locks as well. Shout out to all the women with locks. That's my weakness. I can't even fake. Oh my gosh. But had the beautiful oils for, especially for our type of hair as black people with our scalps, dealing with people with locks, with waves, with curls, whatever type of hair. Shout out to her. Please go check them out on social media as well. Seen a whole bunch of other dope holistic health things. We've seen a lot of vendors with crystals, with sage bundles, different herb blends and teas, body lotions, body scrubs. Shout out to Penrose. It was she had candles, oils. What's that scent? She had a fucking scent called Pheromone. Whoo! That shit. I should have got that motherfucker. She, aunt know what I'm talking about. I should have got that motherfucker. Real talk. Another great vendor we made a connection with, Leaf Maid, who makes candles and sage bundles and different herb bundles as well. But she also had these dope ritual kits, which you will see in the following footage following this. And it was a whole kit with the candle, and it came with instructions just to set the mood, to help you create and manifest, you know, that spirit and that energy that you want around you. I just found it was super cool. And like, that's something you would like want to treat your woman to, like, instead of, you know, buying her gifts, like classic flowers and chocolate and all that shit. Like, that's something, a self-care kit, really, like something like that, that she really could use for her spiritual health. I just found that super dope. So men, take notes. Ladies, that's for y'all. And hey, shit, man, we need it too. Sometimes a good meditation session is what's needed. I might have a wood in mind, you feel me, packed with some good, but hey, shit, we up. And shout out to Ice Body. Shout out to the OG. She was holding it down. She had the body scrubs, body lotions, doing her thing. Like the was like pressed bars of soap. You know what I'm talking about. Not no saturated artificial shit. That shit was amazing. Next time I go, like, that's an event you need to bring some money, because everything you see, you're going to be like, damn, I need that. Damn, I need that. Damn, I want that too. So I was mad I couldn't capitalize on a lot more shit. And then we went outside and see, they had a whole outside area, seen a whole nother selection of great vendors with custom jewelry. They had the shout out Trippy Art. She go crazy. She does art on a whole bunch of different canvases, from just regular paper to stone to t-shirts to print, whole bunch of dope shit. So if you want to see what those brands have to offer, stay tuned, because we're about to show that footage right now. But other than that, I want to thank y'all for tuning in once again to a great episode. It's episode 47. Much love, much appreciated. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie this is her favorite podcast. Much love to everybody for all the support that you've been rocking with. We finna make a year. We almost a year in, so we definitely got to have something special for y'all rolling out for that. But other than